Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Can you guys hear that? Can you guys hear that sound? Is this the sound of a new Blakey Luckless podcast? I think it is. I think we're playing a new game. I think we're playing Pokemon Fire Red Backwards Edition. Oh boy, guys. So, I've been away for a little bit. Mostly due to work stuff. Lifeguarding takes up a lot of time. But now I'm back into it. So I'm going to be playing some Pokemon Fire Red Backwards. So I just get past the intro and stuff. In the world, what you're about to... Okay, it's standard intro text for Fire Red about what Pokemon is. Right, so what should I call this? I think I'm going to play... So here's Professor Oak. He's welcoming me to the world of Pokemon. My name's Oak. People affectionately refer to me as a Pokemon Professor. This world is inhabited far and wide by creatures called Pokemon. For some people, Pokemon are pets. As for myself, I study Pokemon as a profession. So I'll explain the game once we get into it. First, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you a boy or girl? I am a boy, and I think I will call myself Fortuna. Oof, forgot I can't do it like that. Da, and then da. Da, 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 da. Fortuna. Okay, then. That's pretty good. I like that. So, my name is Fortuna. What is the name of my rival? I shall call him... Oh, he's been a douche since I was a child? Well, clearly. Clearly, I'll call him Onyx. Listeners of the Daniel K's Let's Plays will understand why I'm calling him Onyx. Onyx. Can't use that. Onyx is a horrible Pokemon. His name is Dix, or is it Onyx? Definitely Onyx, not Dix. Fortuna, something about Pokemon Legends. Let's go. Hooray! Okay. So I'm in my room right now. As I grab my potion from this thing, I'll start by introducing myself. I'm Blakey. I run the Luckless podcast, which you should probably know about if you're listening to me. This is a new episode. I haven't recorded in a while, but, stuff got in the way. Let me... My computer to play this time, actually. So, this is interesting. So what am I going to be talking about right now? Right, Blakey, I'm playing... What is it called? Fire Red Backwards. So pretty much it's a ROM hack where everything's backwards in Fire Red. Usually in the Pokemon Fire Red and Pokemon Red version, you progress through the game up to Viridian and you go over, to Cerulean, the standard path. It's a more, what would that be like, clockwise path? In this game, the ocean that's to the south of the entire map is dried up. It's a giant desert. And, you get different starters. You get the fossil starters. And, lots of different stuff happens. A couple bug types have been changed. They've been buffed to be stronger. And they have different typings now. So this will be done as a Nuzlocke. So that means I can only catch one Pokemon per loop, per route. I'm applying something called a Species Clause. It works differently than Daniel K's. Pretty much, how it works is if I find another Pokemon of the same species on a different route, I can just ignore it. I can just, kill it and go on. I'm also applying a Shiny Clause. If I find a Shiny Pokemon, I can lose the Pokemon that I found on that route and catch the Shiny instead. If I kill the Shiny, that means I lose both the Shiny and the Pokemon I found on that route, however. I have to give nicknames to all the Pokemon, and, what else? I do a no item during battle rule, so I can't use items during the battle. And, So I came downstairs, and the bottom floor of the house has a TV and a sink and a nice little cupboard. Tons of boxes everywhere, and, where your mom usually is, there's a Psyduck. Mom says, right, all boys leave home someday, says so on TV. Ah, yes, I like boxes. Also, Oak is looking for you. Interesting. So I'll just leave south through the doorway. I'm in Pallet Town. I can see Blue's brother, or what's his name in this one? Onyx's brother in the off to the what is that? Left of my house. There's a nice flower patch in front of my house. There's Professor Oak's lab, and there's the house of my rival. I'm gonna go up to start the event. Oak says, "Hey, wait, don't go out." I also allow myself to do this thing called fast forwarding. So I have it on 3x forward, and pretty much if I hit shift and tab, it speeds up time, so I can skip through all texts and stuff faster. So pretty much Professor Oak just said, "Follow me, I'm gonna show you stuff." Oh, okay. Onyx, Gramps, I'm fed up with waiting. So Oak just led me into a. Hold on, let me just close this door. Oh, there we go. Oak just led me into his nice little lab here. And there we found Onyx waiting for us, along with a couple lab assistants. I can see 3 Pokeballs on the table and 2 Pokedexes. Okay, Onyx. Gramps, I'm fed up with waiting. Onyx, let me think, says Oak. Oh, that's right, Fortuna's here. Come, just wait. Here, Fortuna. There are 3 Pokemon here. Haha! The Pokemon are held inside these Pokeballs. Haha! When I was young, I was a serious Pokemon trainer. But now in my old age, I only have these 3 balls left. You can have one. Go on, choose. And Onyx's like, "Hey, Gramps, no fair. I want one." Okay, so my choices are, I don't actually know the starters, I just know they're fossil Pokemon. Oh! So one of them's a Hoothoot, another one's a Kabuto, and the last one's a Mankey. Ugh. If I remember correctly, Hoothoot evolves into Noctowl, and Noctowl is a psychic flying in this game, this ROM hack. Kabuto evolves into a Bug Steel, or a Water Steel, I think actually. Ooh, that's pretty good. And Mankey is a monkey, and I hate monkeys. So I'm gonna pick a Kabuto, because that sounds freaking badass. I'm gonna name Kabuto a, what should I name Mr. Kabuto? He's a male. So I'll name him, name him Danny Boy. Yeah, I like that. A Danny Boy. Oh. Sorry, I'm still getting used to these controls. There we go. DANNY space BOI. Danny Boy. There we go. That's not bad. So that's for you, Daniel K. Just for you. Oh, Onyx picked the Mankey. Monkey. Freaking monkeys. Onyx wants to fight me. He said, "Come on, Fortuna, let's go." So, black stuff card my screen. I'm fast-forwarding the battle. Ah, he sent out a Mankey. A Mankey. Okay then. So Danny Boy is gonna use a Leer on this guy to lower his defense real fast. Oh. Okay, so first battle, if I die, I'm not gonna count that because that doesn't make any sense. Right, okay, so I killed him in two attacks. I got a critical on the second one, which was nice, so here's hoping Danny Boy is a good crit boy. And he just learned Absorb and Rock Throw on the second level. Holy crap, that's awesome. So Danny Boy is now level 6. He has 22 HP. And what else does he have? Okay, I'm gonna check his stats real fast because that's important. Okay, so Danny Boy has a modest nature, so that lowers attack and raises special attack. He has Battle Armor, which blocks critical hits, which is very nice. It looks like he has speed and defense are his major stats, with 11 in attack, special defense, and special attack, 12 in defense and attack speed, and 22 in HP. He has Scratch, 35 PP, Power 40, Accuracy 100, Hard Pointed and Sharp Claws, Rake the Foe. He has Leer, Power of 0, Accuracy of 100. However, the foe lowers its defense stat by 1. Absorb is a 20 power move that absorbs half the damage it inflicts to restore health points. It is a grass type move. And we have Rock Throw, which is a piece of trash because it misses 50% of the time, even though it has a 90% of accuracy. It has 50 power, and the foe is attacked with a shower of small, easily thrown rocks. Therefore, I'm going to move Absorb to the top of the list, Rock Throw to the second, and Scratch to the So now from top to bottom, I have Absorb, Scratch, Rock Throw, and Leer. There we go. Sounds good to me. And that is everything I have. I have one potion and 3,080 cash. I've been playing for 9 minutes. Impressive. Okay then, I'm gonna go check up this way. I'm gonna go up north. So normally you can't, in the game, you can only go, you go up north to start off, and the bottom, the south bit, is blocked off by a, you know, by the thing, by the, what is it called? It is called a, the sea. Yes, the ocean. That's what I'm forgetting. So something interesting, usually at the beginning of this game, you have to walk through some grass, but there's a nice little path that cuts through it, so yeah, I don't have to do it. So I just walked through that real fast. I'm up in Viridian City right now. This is where Giovanni, delicious pizza, is up here. Walked into the Pokemon Mart to get the order from this Pokemon Mart clerk. Got it. I'm gonna leave now. Wonderful, wonderful. I hope this is recording, because if it's not, I'm not re-recording this. Now I'm just looking around up here. Looks like, oh, yep, I have Pokemon. It sure is wonderful. Nothing up here. I'm gonna do a little bit of grinding. Nothing too major. Probably level 7? I'll see if I can go level 8. I don't have Pokeballs yet, so it doesn't count, which is why... Okay, here's a little trick for any of you new Pokemon fans. If you do grinding before you get your first Pokeballs, you can usually get your Pokemon up to about level 8 or level 7 pretty easily. And that helps, because technically none of these Pokemon count. So I'm just gonna do a quick bit of grinding here. Nothing too major. Attack some Sentrets and stuff. I'm just gonna use Rock Throw because it does decent damage if it hits. And yeah, I don't want to get taken out by this. There's a couple guys up ahead that, you know, I've played this a little bit before, so I know what's going on. So I'm just killing, you know, a couple Pokemon, trying to get Danny Boy up to level 8. Using Absorb on the water Pokemon. Oh, there's fairy types in this gen. Damn, okay. So fairy types are scary. Because they have moves like Charm, which lowers your attack by 2 stages. And I just got hit by 3 charms in a row, so my attack is as low as it can go. That was really hard. Right. I want to get level 8. I'm halfway there. There's... It looks like a bunch of fairy types and stuff up here. That's not that bad. A little bit of scouting out the area before I go and actually attack any of these Pokemon. Right. That was pretty simple. So by the end of this episode, I want to get to the next town. It's going to be pretty far away. And there's going to be a lot of Pokemon trainers in between us. And there's a very high chance that I will die because I'm not the best at this game. I'd say I'm more than decent, but I'm not the best at all. Right. So talking to the duck. Got some health back. Going back inside Professor Oak's lab. Yep. Giving him the parcel. Wonderful, wonderful. Yep. Wonderful. Yes. Give me the Pokeballs. Okay, so what Oak just said, I walked in with a parcel, and he gave me the standard dialogue of, hey, I'll give you, you know, all this give you all this stuff and you can have all this stuff. And he gave me some Pokeballs. I'm going up a little bit to steal this map. Oh, gonna talk to Daisy real fast. Daisy is Onyx's brother. Gave me the town map. Wonderful. I will never see you again, Daisy, so goodbye. Left that place. I'm gonna check my Pokemon real fast, see how they're doing. Okay, so Danny Boy is level 8. He has 26 HP. Wonderful. And, right. So, I'm on Route 21. This is going to be the first Pokemon of the entire game that I catch by myself. So, I'm probably going to need scratches on it. Walking through the grass. And we have an Anorith. Okay, Anorith level 3. Anorith is another fossil Pokemon. Going with the scratch. I don't know what type it is. But I know it's a rock type. And rock types are weak. Okay, he does 1 damage to me. I did like 2 damage to it. There we go, nice little chunks of damage. Really hoping this guy has battle armor. That way I can't crit against it. Oh, there we go, that's good. I have it down to halfway health. I'm gonna get it, hit it one more time. There we go. Okay, I'm gonna go in for the kill now. Right then. Going in for the Pokeball. Throwing the Pokeball. Pokeball's out. Caught it. And 1, 2, 3. We have good tone. Anorith was caught. Wonderful. What should I call Anorith, though? That's the real question. He kind of looks like a butterfly. Who should I call Anorith? What will your name be, sir? Sir Raja, of course. As it should be. I'm pretty sure there's someone on Twitter that I talk to sometimes called Sir Raja. So yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I know what the next one's name's gonna be. It's for you, Joshy. Next one, just for you. So now I have Sir Raja the Anorith. Sir Raja the Anorith, what do you know? Sir Raja the Anorith is a modest Pokemon. It is a rock bug type. Kabuto, by the way, is just a rock type. He has battle armor. He has kind of low stats, and all he knows is scratch. Oh boy, that's gonna be fun leveling this guy up. Okay, so I'm gonna head up. Again, I'm not making any progress so far. I'm gonna head up back to my house, talk to my mother, and go and grind. I want both my Pokemon to be level 10. I'm not the kind of person that takes risks. Especially when I'm doing a no item in battle playthrough. Oh, one more thing. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy. It's completely against the rules of the Nuzlocke. If I have a fainted Pokemon in my party, and take in mind that immediately after Pokemon dies, I go to a Pokemart or a Pokemon center and I release it. If I have a fainted Pokemon in my party and I find a revive off the ground, I'll use it. But it has to be in my party before I go to a Pokemon Mart. If I go to a Pokemon Mart or a Pokemon center. Oh, it's a level 2 Zigzagoon that I just found. Okay, I'll take it. It's better than nothing. Oh, it might die. No, it didn't die. Okay. Right. There's another Pokemon I can catch. Just a Zigzagoon, but Zigzagoons are good. I really like Zigzagoon. Oh, I just killed it. Okay, whatever. I don't really care. I just lost a Pokemon for level 1 route. But whatever. Right, so I'm just gonna grind the background while I'm talking. Right, so if I find a revive and I have a Pokemon in my party, I will use it to revive that Pokemon. I think it's a fun way of doing it, but it's only if I find one on the way back to the Pokemon Center. I can't keep one in my, inventory. I have to find it on the way back to the nearest Pokemon Center, and I can't go out of my way either. So, you know, if I get lucky and I find one, I'll get to keep the Pokemon. It'll be nice. But that's the only way Pokemon can come back to life. There's no breeding. I don't allow myself to breed Pokemon. And what else is there? Trade Pokemon? If I capture Pokemon as part of the Nuzlocke, I guess that's allowed. And I'm gonna let myself try and capture all the legendaries. So if there's a legendary, I'll try and catch it. I'll probably be using repels in that area though to make sure that I can't accidentally catch a different Pokemon. I don't really know what legendaries are available in this though. Yeah, there's probably gonna be a lot of overleveling, but definitely only level, max level is gonna be level 50 for the Elite Four. So, eesh. That's gonna be fun. This is pretty easy. It's just a crap ton of farming right now. Basically just running around and killing stuff. Yep. Running around and killing stuff. It's great, really. So I'm using Sir Raja right now. He's, is he out in front of my party? He is out in front of my party. Okay, wonderful. So Sir Raja's out in front of my party. He's still level 3. I'm just beating up on level 4s and stuff. Let me see if I can set it up. Sorry guys, I'm just checking the controls. Oh, wonderful. Okay then. So I can set it up to auto fire. And that just means that it'll automatically click a button. So I just sped up grinding a whole lot. That's really nice, actually. Ugh. There we go. Let me see if I can actually... Tool setting, keyboard. Sorry guys, I'm trying to see if I can do something here. I don't want that to be always on, that's the problem. Okay, can I change it in emulation? No. Okay, I'm making a save state to make sure that it is saved. Okay, whatever. I'm still grinding. I was just checking some file stuff, so if I went silent there for a little bit, sorry about that. See, I'm not as good as Daniel K at entertaining, and I can't do those funky cuts that he does because I don't know how he does it. So Daniel K, if you ever want to give a podcast about how you edit an episode, that'd be juicy, my good sir. That way I could put in some cool music or like, editor's note, I suck at life. Stuff like that, you know how it is. Ooh, okay, so Sir Raja right now is on 8-7 health. Ooh, he's taking some damage here. But he's almost to level 5, and I want to get him to level 8. So, I could just pause recording for a bit and come back. Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad. I might do that. Oh, but do I want to do that? I don't really want to do that, but yeah, okay. So I'm going to pause recording. If something exciting happens, I'll drop you guys back in. Oh my, is that me again? Am I starting up with the game again? Why am I doing this? Well, it's because I have gotten my Pokemon up more levels. So I now have a level 8 Sir Raja and a level 10 Danny Boy. Danny Boy was already level 10, but now he's definitely level 10. But yeah, So I'm just gonna go around. I'm going to get my guy healed up again. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to clear that. Okay then. Oh crap, did that even work? Wonderful, it did work. Okay. I'm gonna go heal up real fast and I'm gonna head off south. South from this town anyways. Goodbye, Mom. You're a duck. You are strange. Inhumane. It's horrible. Right. So I leave Pallet Town probably forever. I'm on Route 21 and I'm walking through a desert. There are desert Pokemon. It is a... Oh, I could have caught a Trapinch? Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. Trapinch evolves into a super awesome, like, bug dragon Pokemon. Oh, it's so cool looking. No, it evolves into Flygon. Oh, I could have a Flygon. Oh, that's so badass. I'm regretting everything. Okay. Whatever. I got some running shoes from this A that I ran into. There's like this weird mountain ledge that I just ran over. And, right, Mom attached a letter that I didn't read, because lame. Lame. Right, more Pokemon for me to fight. It's a Baltoy. Baltoy, more like Bal dead, because I killed it. I'm using Sir Raja right now. He's only level 8. I'm fighting a level 4 Baltoy. This will be easy. Baltoy is a, what is it, rock psychic type? So it's pretty resistant to my rock throw, but 3 rock throws and it's dead. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Much better than scratching it. Is it rock or is it ground? I'm pretty sure it's rock, but it could be ground. I ran to a hiker who says that he likes Magikarp. That's interesting. Why do you like Magikarp, sir? What could you mean by such mysteriousness? Oh, he has 6 Magikarps. They're level 15! Oh my goodness! Okay. I don't think Magikarp can actually learn any good moves at this point in the game. He can learn Tackle. He does 1 damage to me. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Right. So, how many Absorbs do I have? Absorb is a grass move, so it'll be effective. I have 20. Okay, so I'll use Absorbs on these Magikarp. Danny Boy is gonna be leveled up boy, more like it. This is also taking forever, so I'm gonna hold down the tab button and fast forward through this. There we go, much better. Okay, so yeah, I'm just fighting Magikarps right now. I'm killing them pretty good. Yep, killing them pretty good. Got 63 experience for the second one. Just nothing happening. It's not really worth keeping in the episode, but I will. 63 experience for that one too. Wow, this is fantastic gameplay. It's like 3 absorbs per Pokemon. Holy crap. Level 11. Sent out another Magikarp. Okay, I'm gonna run out of PP for that move. So I'm gonna send out a Sir Raja and spam Scratch, probably. That's not bad. Right. That was Sir Raja. Oh, that's a level 1 Gyarados. Okay, that's weird. I got $35 from that guy. Not really worth it, but meh, free money's free money. There's this weird like temple here. I can't go into any of the rooms. There's a couple rocks I can check. Ooh, wait, I can. Nah. Okay, so there's this cool little temple thing here. I think this might be my screenshot. That's pretty neat. There we go. I took a nice little screenshot of that. And there's some ladies up here. Shift F10. Okay. So I just did a quick save. And, right. Someone named Kooks just said pyramid to me. And that's it. Sis and bro, Keone and Kooks would like to battle. Sis and bro, Keone and Kooks sent out Anorith and Lilip. Little Leap's this weird, like, hentai monster, pretty much. And, yeah, Anorith is a cool little butterfly bro. So I'm gonna fuck him up pretty good. Absorbs pretty good damage. And Rock Throw basically just killed Little Leap in one hit. Yep, that was a really easy battle. They're pretty much both dead already. Little Leap has red health, but Anorith is already down. And Little Leap also died. Easy. Easy mode. Easy, easy. Okay. I got $32 from you guys. Easy. There's a hiker here. I'm gonna fight him. Not only am I gonna fight him, I'm gonna kill him. Because I'm great at this game. That's a lie. I'm pretty bad at this game. Gonna rock throw this boy to death. Rock throw, rock throw, rock throw. Easy. Rock throw. Oh. One, two. I have three more rock throws. Two more rock throws, and I'm confused. I got 10 HP, though. I'll be alright. Oh, God. Okay, so Sir Raja is on 2 health out of 27. And the Baltoy is about dead, too. I'm not gonna risk it. Sending out Danny Boy. Danny Boy's on full health. Gonna go in for the rock throw with Danny Boy. And easy kill. I got a crit on that, even if it was not very effective. Damn. Okay. I'm pretty low on HP. I'm gonna try and avoid some of these guys now. It's an Ekans. Oh shit, I didn't heal. Oh, I didn't heal. I didn't heal. No. No. Okay. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. Okay. I'm sending out Danny Boy. Danny Boy is still on full health. Rock throw this Ekans. Ekans poison type. Okay. It's not super effective, but it's effective. Sneak past that guy. Oh, I feel like Metal Gear guy. Okay. I'm gonna heal up my Pokemon. Oh god, okay. So I have a couple potions. Two potions. Okay, healed up Sir Raja to 22 HP. I'm gonna go run away from this battle that just started. Oh, it's a Sandshrew! It's a Sandshrew. Oh my goodness. I could have had a Sandshrew. I could have had a Crit King. I didn't want it. I'm fighting a biker who says he's in the middle of a triathlon meet. That's really funny, actually. So in the normal game, this area is water and it's full of guys that are like, oh, I'm in a triathlon. They're swimming around and it's great. But here, you know, it's not a triathlon thing. It's just, you know, dirt. Oh, he has a Linoon. Linoon's the evolved version of Zigzagoon. It's like the longer ferret. Oh, they look so pretty. Oh, I want one. It can learn pickup, which pickup. You can pick up. Oh, I was just poisoned. Oh no. Guys, we might have just lost Sir Raja. I'm too far away from anywhere to get healed. Oh, no. Okay, this Ferret is hard. Okay, I killed the Ferret. There's one more Pokemon. It's a Mightyena. I'm gonna rock through this Mightyena to death. Oh, God, this is not good. This is not good. This might be the end of the run right here, guys. This might be the end of the run. None of my attacks are hitting. I can clear the evasive counter, but that means killing Raja. I don't want to kill Raja. Oh, I hit him. Oh, he hit me. He hits a lot harder than I do. Go for another absorb. I got a little bit of health back. Oh no. I'm about to die. Oh, Danny boy. Okay, I'm sending out Sir Raja. Going for the rock throw? I can't go in for the rock throw. Danny boy's on 5 HP. He'll die. Oh, this was a horrible decision. Oh. Oh no, I should have grinded more. This is why you grind, guys. Oh god. Oh god. No! No! Okay, so Sir Raja just died. This is the end of the run right here. I have no other Pokemon. This is the end of the run. I'm sending out Danny Boy. Going in for the clutch rock throw.
Oh! Oh my god, the clutch rock throw! The clutch rock throw!
Okay, Danny Boy is on 5 HP. He just took down Biker Jerome. A freaking... Oh my goodness. I need to heal up. I have one potion. Oh my goodness. Sir Raja is dead. He is dead. He was poisoned. Poison reduces your defense. Or is it attack? There's a town right there! Cinnabar Oasis!
No! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Okay.
Okay, new screenshot, actually. Sir Raja. More like Dead Raja. Am I right, boys and girls? Oh, that's rough. That was extremely unfortunate. Oh my goodness. That was... Oh, I made it to the next town. I'm gonna go heal up real fast. I don't know what to say. I was just really... Welcome to the Pokemon Center. Yes, I'd like to heal up. Oh, gosh. Dang it, man. Okay. Okay, that was unfortunate. That was extremely unfortunate. Oh, move Pokemon. Anorith. Sir Raja the Anorith, level 9 male, met on Route 21. Release this Pokemon. Goodbye. Goodbye, Sir Raja. Bye-bye, Sir Raja. All we have is Danny Boy now, the level 12 Kabuto. All we have is Danny Boy now. I don't know how... We have one Pokemon. I'm gonna go buy some potions and maybe an antidote. Two antidotes. $3,000. I can buy orange berries, citrus berries. Citrus berries are 200. They restore 30 HP. Buying 10 of them. Buying 5 Pekka berries. Pekka berries restore. They restore something else. They restore poison. They're antidotes, pretty much. But the berries. Damn it! Oh, that was... Damn. Okay. I'm giving, giving Danny Boy a citrus berry so he can heal in battle. It's 30 HP up. They can heal himself. That's more in battle, by the way. Damn. Okay. So, I'm saving here. Yes, I'd like to save the game. 1:30. Or an hour and 30. Or 1:30. I don't know how much time that is. No, that would be 1:30 because I sped it up. See, without speeding up, I would have grinded for so long, but I sped it up, so I didn't have to. I'm gonna save it to... Quick save. Well, that's that then, guys. Damn. Okay. Right, you guys get to actually hear me go onto Twitter. And, That's Sir Raja. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Evan. You know that Let's Play? 3 routes in. two Pokemon dead. Cause that the Zigzagoon that I was gonna name Joshy, he also died. Well, I killed him because I didn't really need him, but still, damn. Ah. At Daniel K. My casualties are already the same. Already close to yours. Oh my goodness. Episode published soon. No editing. God damn. Oh, I'm so sorry, Evan. I was not taking care of your Pokemon. Right, I think that'll be it, boys and girls. I'm not gonna record anymore. I was almost there. Yeah, I can't even. I guess I'll play some music to finish it off. Let me find something that is suitable. Oh, this is pretty good. Right, this is gonna be my outro song. Don't sue me. Oh yeah, I like this song. Tell me if you guys recognize this song. I think it fits pretty well. Mm-hmm.